Goshen's a small town in northern Indiana. Over the last few decades, manufacturing jobs brought more families that speak Spanish. As a result, Goshen schools are now made up of more than 50% Latino students.
So today, our goal is...
As this group grows, so does the district's English language program, which is not just an EL teacher in a classroom. There are resources for Spanish-speaking parents and one-on-one attention for kids.
Yo soy Héctor, estoy en quinto grado y me gusta que...
A quarter of Goshen students are like Hector, a fifth grader at West Goshen Elementary. I ask him to tell me about his English class.
I was going to say it's much easier in here to speak than back in our classroom because over there, the same as Daniel said, it's sort of shy, and you're sort of shy if you like mess up on a word, you might get it wrong, but here it's safer.
As the number of Latino kids and students from low-income families grew in Goshen, so did academic achievement. Think about that. At the same time, its free reduced lunch rate went up, and it enrolled more kids who couldn't speak English. The district went from a D to a B. That is almost unheard of. Superintendent Diane Woodworth credits the EL program for this success and says legislators and other Indiana communities should pay attention to what Goshen is doing because
I think that we're a microcosm of the real world. I mean, I think if you look at the demographics of our country and of our world, actually, more and more places around the world are just melting pots.
But maintaining this program after the state changed the school funding formula is difficult.
So this right here is our 2016 budget.
Jerry Hawkins is the director of finance for the district and recently got a report from the state outlining Goshen's state funding under the new formula. It shows the district lost about $3 million.
Actually, my wife and I were driving back from an appointment and she could see the look on my face when I started seeing some of the numbers. And yeah, it was difficult. Didn't sleep real well because knowing the severity of the situation is... It's important because it impacts our education of our kids.
That $3 million lost is a third of the money Goshen uses for the English language program, special education classes, and other things like counselors and nurses. The old funding formula staggered money based on a school's needs. But the rewrite to the formula means suburban schools with low poverty are getting similar funds as somewhere like Goshen. And that's one of the things Hawkins says keeps him up at night.
And that's, to me, that's an unfair thing to force us to do, and to do it with the exact same dollars every other school. And that's what they're doing when they changed the complexity index and gave more dollars to everyone. They said that's fair. Well, that's fair if everybody is on the same playing field.
You think you can do this? I am going to start with reading, and I'm going to show you what I want it to look like, and then I'm going to see.
Luckily, the district had a positive cash balance, but when it runs out in a few years, those in Goshen say they won't be able to expand their EL program as more Latino students enroll, unless the state funding formula changes, which could have a negative impact on the community as a whole. Hector says his whole family benefits from his English lessons at school.
But my dad mostly uses me as a translator to help him with other words that he doesn't know in English.
When you're at the store, or when does he use you as a translator?
Like at church, he uses me at stores, or when they send him a message on the phone about something.
Many in Goshen say the legislature needs to change the formula, but the General Assembly doesn't do this every time they write the budget. So if it stays the same, will the EL program in Goshen suffer? Again, Superintendent Woodward.
We're not going to go there because we'll find money. I don't know, I'm an eternal optimist. It's maybe too Pollyannish. But, you know, we'll look for grants because I think we could convince people that they should give us money because we're doing great things.
For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.